You are listening to the only destination for local music, sports, and news, CFRC 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Hey, everybody, it's Terry.
And Sherry.
And it's 30 Years of Nonsense.
Here we go again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, it's Thursday afternoon. It's 4 o'clock, and I've got to be honest, I was really surprised. So this week, Sherry actually beat me to the punch and did her own pre-work.
I did. I'm very proud of myself. I might add context, though, that August is a little bit of a slow real estate moment. So I actually had a quiet hour this afternoon, sorry, yesterday, and I prepared. I was very impressed with myself that I was done before you were.
Me too. Let me tell you, I started on Sunday and I picked the songs I wanted, but then doing the write up and getting it all ready, I knew what I wanted to do or what I wanted to say really, but putting a pen to paper this morning up at 6:30 a.m. trying to make sure it was done before I actually started my real job, as we would say.
Well, your day job.
Yeah, my day job.
The one that pays the bills.
Yeah. So making sure I was up and ready doing that first thing this morning. So that was cool. I did that. So today we're talking about our three favorite songs, right?
Well, it's what's on our playlist is what we called it.
Yeah, but for me, I actually went with my three favorite songs.
Oh, so you changed it again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. We're seeing a theme here, right, folks? So Terry, we have a plan, or Sherry has a plan that we agree on, and then Terry takes a left turn. That is totally normal in our life, but thanks for the update on air.
So, no, but at the same time, let's be real. These are on my playlist.
I'm sure they are, yes.
Yeah, and I mean, and what I've done is I've ranked them in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
So I ranked the artists in 3, 2, 1 as well. So not that this is the first song that I'm going to play today. Is my third favorite song of all times. But really what it is for me is it was probably one of the coolest tracks I ever played when I was playing out. And I love to still play this song. I actually try and sneak it into trivia at least once every couple of months, if not playing it in the trivia itself, but playing it as just a song that I play throughout the night. I really like this song. So let me, without further ado, let me tell you about this song. So the song's actually called Killer. And it's by Adamansky and Seal, and it's from 1990. And everybody knows the song and knows Seal. Not everybody really knows Adamansky. So let me tell you a little bit about him.
Okay.
So his name originally is Adam Paul Tinley. He's born 4th of December, 67, but he's professionally known as Adamansky. But he's also known as Sonny Erickson, and he's also known as a couple other different names, and I'll go through them as we go along. But what I found interesting about Adamansky, and I'm going to call him Tinley because that's his last name. So okay. What I found really interesting about him is he formed his first band, much like Corey Hart did at 11.
Wow.
Yeah. So this kid at 11, who's living in England, he persuades his little brother, Dominic, to sing while he strums on a small guitar. And then he sends the demo tape to this company, this indie label called Fast Product, that's run by the Human Leads manager, right? So this guy, Bob Last, and it actually gets airtime. People think it's a pretty cool little precocious but strange thing that an 11-year-old would do, and they give it some airtime. It actually gets some airtime in the UK.
Good for that kid.
Yeah, it's really weird. So, I mean, I found that, you know, and I think when I think about it, like Corey Hart and all these people that have these talent, these musicians that are super talented, they know at a young age, right? And the fact that they actually go off and do something is kind of cool, I think. So then Tinley goes on and he plays DJ in all sorts of venues as he gets older, right? So he starts moving into the rave scene, and this is where he meets up with Seal. And he ends up touring with Seal and performing until that tour ends. So Seal does this tour at the end of like 89, 90. And this is where this kind of the song Killer comes from. And you'll remember that Seal did some really cool songs, and I'll talk about those. But the really cool thing for me is then he moves on. Once he's done with Seal, he goes back to DJing and focusing on his DJ career. And he changes his name from Adamansky to Adam Sky. And then he tours all over Europe in the rave scene while the raves are huge in Europe at that point. Like he's killing it. And over his career, he releases 13 albums.
I'm very curious to hear if I know this song when you play it.
Yeah, you'll know it. I mean, he does a ton of remixes, collaborations with different UK artists. The only song most people are going to actually really recognize, I think, is Killer. But if anybody wants to look up Adam Anskey, so it's basically Adam S-K-I. So Adam Anskey. I mean, the song for me was like a huge dance anthem. And again, I'm going to play it. And it's been remixed. So people have remixed his remix. But what I really found interesting and about it all was, like, they literally meet. And Seal has the lyrics, but Adam Anskey comes up with the whole beat and does everything, right? So I think it's a really, really cool tune. So speaking of Seal, so I did a little research on Seal. I love Seal. I think he's really cool. He does Kiss by a Rose.
He
Kiss
got
from a
Heidi
Rose.
Klum.
I know.
Okay,
so he does
sorry,
get
did
Heidi
I
Klum.
Steal your thunder?
He did a little bit. So, yeah, previously married to Heidi Klum. They're married on May the 10th, 2005. They're divorced. But interestingly enough, Heidi Klum wanted the marriage to work so bad, she actually had him renew the vows 8 times.
Wow.
Right? So she really, really wanted this marriage to work, apparently.
I mean, she only had to promise once. But yeah. I guess he had to promise 8 times
and it
still didn't work out.
Yeah. So, they have 3 kids together. He adopts one of her kids. They end up separating in 2012, finally get divorced in 2014. So pretty sad about that. But, I mean, it's amazing because Heidi Klum is just,
sorry,
a superstar. Beautiful.
Pause for a moment. All I took out of that is she's had 4 babies out of that body.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. 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 And she's 48.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, she was when this article was written.
Okay.
So what's really neat is when they meet, they actually, so Adam Anskey and Seal, not Heidi Klum, they produce songs like Crazy, Killer. And these 2 songs actually peak at number 1 on the UK charts. Right. So then they both go into the U.S. Billboard Top 100, but his single, Kiss from a Rose, peaks atop the latter chart, and it's included in soundtracks like Batman Forever,
yep.
The Neverending Story,
yep.
And it's kind of cool. So you think about Seal, he goes on and he wins 2 Ivor Novello Awards for Best Musically Written and Lyrical Sound, and that's for Killer and Crazy. And yeah, let me play this track. I think you guys are really going to enjoy this track. I mean, I love it. So I'm hoping you guys do too as well. So guys, sit back and relax and enjoy Killer.
We'll Trying to march future kings can only lead to no good. Besides, all our sons and daughters already know how that feels.
Like a really great tune as far as I'm concerned. I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was Seal and Adamansky doing Killer.
It was
Killer.
Good, and I had heard it.
Yeah, perfect. All right, well, today's different because Sherry's actually got her own commentary. So, Sherry, take it away about your next, or your song. So tell me all about it.
Okay, so as you would imagine, Terry and I have very different playlists. So this is a complete about face. However, I understood the exercise to be what's on our playlist and what we're listening to right now and why. And one of the songs I wanted to share with everyone is called Powerful Women by Pitbull and Dolly Parton. And I love this song for a number of different reasons. But first off, I love Queen Dolly. She is literally the queen. I fell in love with her when I was a little girl. She was the real life Barbie doll who was glamorous and fancy and incredibly talented. And I just wanted to be just like her when I grew up. And as I've learned more about her as an adult, I admire her for a number of different reasons, including her philanthropy and the fact that she's an unapologetic woman of faith. So Dolly Parton was born January 19th, 1946, and she's an American songwriter. She's an actress, and she is primarily in the country music genre. I completely admire all of the work that she does and the fact that she runs Dollywood. We haven't gotten to Dollywood yet. When are you taking me?
I don't know. I'm not sure I'm rushing off to Dollywood. I'd like to go to Graceland.
I would like to do both. I prefer Dollywood.
Okay. Well, maybe we can put that on our bucket list.
It's on the list, actually.
Yeah.
I have a list on my phone of things we need to do one day.
All right. Well,
at any rate,
we'll make it down there, I'm sure.
I know. We always do. Dolly has won 11 Grammy Awards, including a Lifetime Achievement Award, and she has won 10 Country Music Association Awards, including the Entertainer of the Year. I also read her biography, and she did come from very humble beginnings. The Coat of Many Colors is actually the story of her life, where her mother made her a coat from rags, and when she went to school, the kids made fun of her.
Oh, I thought that was just a movie she portrayed. That's her life story? That's actually true?
Yeah, it's part of her life story. Yeah, I read the biography. It wasn't the best biography I've ever read, but it was good.
I watched the movie at Christmas. I just thought it was a movie. I didn't know it was her story.
Also, differences between Terry and I read, he watches the movie.
Yeah, well, it takes you a little longer to get through the book than it does the two-hour movie.
It does, straight up. The other thing that I admire about her is, or I guess I find an interesting fact, is if you don't know, she's actually Miley Cyrus's godmother. And I initially wasn't a fan of Miley Cyrus because she got kind of trashy in her mid-teen years, but she's certainly matured and grown up very nicely, and I can see the Dolly influence on her. If you ever want to cry and have a watershed moment, watch Dolly and Miley Cyrus sing Jolene together. It's on YouTube. It's incredible, it's powerful, and it does make me cry. So Dolly is now 78, and she's still rocking a full face of makeup and heels and a smile every day. I aspire to be Dolly. However, my version will be named Daisy, and that is a story for another day. Now, Pitbull, I'm not as big of a fan of Pitbull, but I do have a connection to the 305, which is Miami. So the company that I worked for 22 years had a head office in Miami, Florida, and I often spent time there. I went for lots of business meetings and had some fun. So combining my memories of the 305 and the powerfulness and the admiration I have for Dolly in this song and all the powerful women that I know in my life who are just killing it every day, I love this song. It's kind of an anthem, and when I need a pickup or a kick, I play this song long and loud in my car. So, Terry, would you play it for us?
Yeah, let's do this one.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Well, hey!
And this is dedicated to all my powerful women. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs just to survive. All my powerful women. No man at home, raising all the kids alone. All my powerful women. Y'all deserve a throne. Keep your head up and stay strong. All my powerful women. No matter what, never give up. I remember working hard with my mom. You name it, she did it. You name it, she sold it. You name it, she cleaned it. You name it, she owed it. She had to provide. We had to survive. So you name it, she stole it. Our whole life was layaway. Pay, pay, pay. But the bills never went away. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5.
Working 5 to 9 and 9 to 5. They let you dream just to watch them shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder. You got dreams he'll never take away.
Never take away.
You're all in the same boat with the love of your friends. Waiting for the day your ship will come in. Time's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5.
It's my pleasure.
I normally listen to that at least twice in my car, but I'm not going to ask Terry to play it again. I'll just ask him to play it again on the way home. The other interesting note I wanted to make is that the original 9 to 5 movie was released in 1980. So in 1980, I would have been 12. And I do remember it as being one of the first movies I was allowed to go to by myself with my friends. And that's an important moment when you're 12 years old. I'm pretty sure we got dropped off at the theater. We were allowed to walk in, buy our tickets, eat popcorn, talk to no one, and then get picked back up. But it is a memory for me that it is one of the first movies that I saw without parents.
That's wild. I mean, I've seen the movie. I love the song. I think it's funny because I'm now playing this remix when I'm doing weddings
right.
and functions.
I bet you the girls go crazy
they
for it.
They do. I played it on the weekend, actually. I did a wedding down in the waterfront, the Holiday Inn in Kingston on Saturday. And it was a great wedding. I got to tell you, the bride and groom were fantastic. The bride was, she was just adorable.
She was. I remember when we met with her and even I was like, that girl's adorable.
She was. And the groom, I mean, I've never heard anybody speak so kindly about someone. I was like, is this for real? Like this, it almost felt like I was in a movie.
Aww.
Yeah, it was really, really kind. Yeah, so, but I played this song and the dance floor was packed. It was really good. I mean, I love this song.
I was dancing right here and now.
Yeah, I know. I think you're a great choice. Great first choice.
Thank you.
So I'm going to actually play, or my second band of the day today is called the House Martins. And you'll remember them, Sherry. I play them a lot.
You do, yes.
Yeah. I mean, they've only had 2 albums.
Really?
Yeah. Which is interesting. So they only had 2 albums that were their own, but then they had a bunch of compilation albums and they did a bunch of covers. And they even did covers on one of their albums. But I'll talk about the band a little bit first and then we'll play the song and I'll tell you about the song at the end. So what's really interesting is they are my second favorite band of all time.
I know. We're getting to number one. If you've ever been to Hardway, you know who he always says best band ever.
Yeah.
Every time he's about to play their song.
Yeah, I will. I mean,
you will.
But let's talk about the House Martins first, right? So they were called an indie rock band. I found them very soft to be an indie rock band, but I guess for the time, that's what they called them. They were active in the 80s. They had 3 albums. My apologies. So they had 3 albums. Two of those albums had 6 top 20 singles in the UK And it's pretty interesting. When I was doing some research on them, I didn't really think about it. But now that I'm sitting back and listening to it now, a lot of their stuff was about socialist politics and Christianity.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. And I didn't really think about it. So the band was only a band from 83 to 88. And then in 88, they actually disband. No pun intended. So they come apart. And then they go on. And after the breakup, two of the members. So there's Paul Heaton. He's the lead guy. And then there's Stan Cullimore and Norman Cook and Dave Henningway. And you'll wonder why I'm giving you the names, but it's important for a little bit later. So, I mean, the band also had other band members throughout. They had one, two, three, four, five other members in that 5 years that came and went.
Okay.
But these were really the four solid guys in the band. But after they break up, what's interesting is Paul Heaton and Dave Henningway go off and form a band called The Beautiful South, which is another band.
I do like them.
I know. And which is really cool. And then the main guy, in my opinion, who does bass and vocals, the guy's name's Norman Cook. Now, most people is going to recognize him as Fatboy Slim.
Okay.
So he goes from being this English pop guy to Fatboy Slim. But before he's Fatboy Slim, he actually founds these groups called Beats International. And they have some really cool dancey tunes. And then there's another group called Pizza Man and then Freak Power. I mean, not as well known as Fatboy Slim. And I mean, Fatboy Slim is still performing.
Right.
Which is really, really cool. I really love my House Martins. What's really interesting is even after the split in 98, the band gets back together occasionally. So in what I found was really interesting is they just had the Glastonbury Festival in England in June. And Heaton performs on the Pyramid Stage. And I don't know what stage that is. I don't know if it's like stage B or C. I didn't have enough time to look it up. But he actually does a set list of the Beautiful South songs, and he's joined with Cook on the bass for the performance of the song called Happy Hour, which is a really, really cool tune. It's not the one I'm going to play, though.
Okay.
I do like that song, but my favorite song of all time is a song called Caravan of Love.
That's a good one.
Right? But it's a cover.
Really?
Yeah. So what's weird about it is it's a cover that's released in 1985. The original is released in 1985, and then they cover it, and it becomes, in my opinion, a bigger hit with them. But it's actually a song by a group called Isley Jasper Isley. And you're going to think, well, that's a weird name.
No, I've heard that name.
No, you've heard the Isley Brothers.
You're right.
Right? And that is half of the band.
Oh, interesting.
So there are 3+3 bands. So it's Isley Jasper Isley, and then there's three other members that make up the Isley Brothers. And it's these three people that record this song, an a cappella song called Caravan of Love. Now, they release it in 96, and they do just a complete a cappella version of it, and it actually goes to the UK singles chart and goes to number one right away. It's a cool, cool song. And what is really interesting is I played a song last week when we were at Hardway, and the song was called Only You by the Flying Pickets, and it confused a bunch of people because a lot of people thought it was Yaz or Yazoo, depending on what album you bought or where you were listening to the music, which is funny, but the Flying Pickets did it as well, and I played their version of it, and that song, that Yaz, or that Flying Pickets song, Only You, actually beat them out the following week for the number one a cappella song.
Interesting.
So let me play you this song. I think you guys are really going to like it. I love it. I think Caravan of Love kind of just, it's the ultimate song from the House Martins, in my opinion.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready for the time of your life? It's time to stand up and fight. It's all right, it's all right. Hand in hand, we'll take a caravan to the mother.
One by one, we're gonna stand up with pride. One that can't be denied. Stand up, stand up. From the highest mountain valley low, we'll join together with hearts of gold. Now the children of the world can see this is a better place for us to be. The place in which we were born, so neglected and torn apart. Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up, stand up. Everybody take a stand, join the caravan of love.
Stand up,
stand up, stand up. I'm your brother. I'm your brother, don't you know? She's my sister. She's my sister, don't you know? We'll be living in a world of peace in the day. Won't you let your love flow,
from your heart? Every woman, every man, join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up. Everybody take a stand, join the caravan of love. Stand up,
stand up,
stand up.
I'm your brother.
Farfield is your Monday night show for ambient and modern classical music. Studying, at work, or just want to chill, tune into the Farfield Monday nights for stuff that's new, interesting, and relaxing. Mondays at 9 on CFRC 101.9.
All right. So what'd you think?
Just me.
Yeah. Well, what did everybody think, I wonder? But you can tell me tomorrow night when we're at Hardway.
Or you can make comments on our new Instagram, which is called 30_YON. So if you'd like to follow along some of the behind the scenes, we're going to be posting regularly and giving some hints about what's coming up on the show. So they could also give us some feedback there.
Yeah, they should also give us some suggestions of what they want us to talk about or play.
Yeah, that was a good little shameless plug, eh?
Yeah, no, that's cool. So anyway, that was it for the House Martins for me.
Okay.
I am going to do another segment later on. I think I'm going to do one on Fatboy Slim and the Beautiful South. And only because, again, they've got to be 2.5 as far as my bands, because they kind of came out of the House Martins. And Beautiful South, for me, it's the majority of the players anyway. It's 3 out of 4. So, yeah.
My turn.
Your turn. Go.
You can tell when he's very passionate about something because he keeps talking about it. We have a plan. I'm trying to stick to it. At any rate, I am now going to talk about Blue Rodeo, which coincidentally, when I walked into the station today, someone else was playing Blue Rodeo. Thought that was interesting. Maybe it was a sign that I should or shouldn't talk about them some more, but I absolutely love Blue Rodeo. And Jim Cuddy's voice is literally a time machine. I can just hear him talk and I'm instantly transformed right back into being a teenager. So Blue Rodeo is a Canadian country rock band that was formed in 1984 in Toronto. They have had 16 full-length studio albums.
That's crazy.
That's a lot. 4 live recordings, 1 greatest hits album, and 2 video and DVDs, along with multiple solo albums, side projects, and collaborations. Jim Cuddy and Greg Keeler were high school friends, and they began playing professionally together in the late 1970s. They moved to New York in the early 1980s, and they met up with some other of the band members. And they had a lot of collaborations, and I think a lot of the people that they collaborated with are quite interesting. So I don't know if you know all this. I'll see if I can quiz you.
I'm not as big a Blue Rodeo fan as you. I got to be honest. The only thing I ever remember about Blue Rodeo is every time I heard a commercial when we lived in Barrie about the Key to Bala.
It was always Blue Rodeo.
Blue Rodeo. Blue Rodeo
or
featuring
Kim Mitchell.
Yeah, he was there a lot.
He was always in the Key
80s.
To Bala.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
You're right.
And it would be like the Patio Lanterns kind of song playing in the background for Kim Mitchell. But Blue Rodeo all the time. And our son was just at Key to Bala. And I said to him, who's opening up for your band?
Not Blue Rodeo.
Not Blue Rodeo. But it was literally like, it's crazy to think that is what I associate with Blue Rodeo, is just a venue because right. They played there. I wonder, maybe you'll have it in your comments, how many time or in your notes, how many time they actually played at Key to Bala.
I don't have it, but I could Google it while you're playing the song.
Because
I did that last
awesome.
Week and we'll see
yeah,
how
yeah.
good Dr. Google is.
Yeah, that'd
so
be
back
awesome.
To their collaborations. They actually have collaborated with Sarah McLachlan, The Tragically Hip, Burton Cummings, Great Big Sea, Jan Arden, The Sadies, Sky Diggers, Crash Vegas, Cowboy Junkies, Sarah Harmer, Jill Barber, and Kathleen Black. They have won multiple Juno Awards, and they did get their star on Canada's Walk of Fame in September of 2009. Now, interestingly enough, why are they called Blue Rodeo, Terry? Do you know?
I don't, but what I did notice in their collaborations is the majority, if not all of them, are also Canadian bands. Or artists.
We were talking about this last week. I am just fascinated by how much of the music I was listening to was actually Canadian. I didn't know. I mean, I am a Canadian girl, but I didn't know that most of what I was really listening to and enjoying was Canadian.
No, but what I'm saying is most of those bands that you just mentioned are also Canadian. So it's not like they were performing internationally with right. other bands. They actually are collaborating with some of the biggest Canadian names as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I would like to play... We picked the name Blue Rodeo, sorry, because they wanted to underline that it was a little bit of country, but a little bit of rock and a little bit of blues in there. So it kind of gave that comforting rodeo feel. And when you hear his voice, it is definitely soothing. Again, I'm gushing over Jim Cuddy's voice. We're going to play Try, which is one of my favorite songs ever. I'm going to be transformed even in this moment. And Try was released in 1987 when I would have been 19. So I was either in college or in my gap year because I took a gap year around that time. But whatever I was doing more partying than I currently do because now I'm asleep by 9 p.m. But at that time, I have lots of great memories of those days and lots of nonsense that I was into in my young adult years. But they were all pre-Terry.
Yeah, but so and that's cool. Now you were 19, which puts me at 16.
That's right.
But I was already DJing. At that point. And what's interesting is I can remember 16, 17 playing this song at events I wasn't doing weddings then, but I was doing high school dances and stuff. And I was playing their music at these events, which is kind of funny that, you know, I'm new looking back almost 40 years and I've been playing their stuff.
Oh, you have been for sure. And the funny part, I know we're just going on a little bit down a rabbit hole, but interesting is we are 3 years apart. We have done a timeline back to that time, and we are certain that there were certain venues that I attended where Terry was DJing and I was on the dance floor.
Yeah, it's
so
wild.
So shout out to Zach's in Toronto. Yeah. Probably doesn't exist anymore.
I don't know.
I'm sure you were DJing at Zach's and I was drunk on the dance floor.
Probably.
Listening to Try, so all why right. don't you play it?
Oh, okay, here we go.
Tell me I'm wrong, 'cause I've been watching every move that you make. Aren't you steel in your makeup and heels? Trouble for the man that you take. Every time you walk in the room, I couldn't ever be sure. Never the same way twice. I'm falling in love.
Worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel neglected or unloved? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hey, clearly we're very passionate about what's on our playlist because we have more prepared, but I don't think we're going to have to have enough time. So we're going to have to do a part two of what's on our playlist, or in Terry's case, what's his favorite music. We're going to jump right into our new music spotlight and local artist spotlight. We are excited today to share with everyone the Celtic Kitchen Party. They are a local band. Terry has something to say. I can see he's already taking a breath. So go ahead.
Yeah, no. I was just going to say, you don't even need to read that. I know they've given you a prep and a bio.
They asked
about
me to
them.
Read their bio.
I know. And you should do that. But we've seen them, what?
Many times.
Yeah. I mean, you even had them come and they opened up at an event for you.
At the Grand Theater.
Yeah.
So I was the key sponsor for the Irish Rovers event at the Grand Theater last year. And we had a pre-party for my clients and VIPs. And I had the Celtic Kitchen Party play for them before we saw the Irish Rovers.
Yeah, I didn't get to go to either because I was actually DJing. But I've seen them multiple times, and I mean, they're amazing.
Well,
just the
they
band.
They did your OIA party recently as
well. Yeah, they did an insurance party that we had, and they were the main attraction for that. They were fantastic. I think they did more sets than they were meant to, but I think they were just into it. I mean, we had green lights. It was St. Patrick's Day event. It was amazing. It was just themed perfectly for these guys.
Well, they're such high energy and incredibly talented.
Yeah, absolutely. Read their bio. Okay. I'm sorry. Just read their bio.
He's excited. On behalf of the Celtic Kitchen Party, who asked me to read their bio, it says, boasting a diversity of talent, the Celtic Kitchen Party plays a mix of Celtic-infused originals, traditional and contemporary East Coast, Irish, and Scottish tunes, as well as the right dash of pop and classic rock. The name conjures up that down-home feeling where all your relatives and neighbors drop in for a traditional kitchen party, bringing a lively, high-energy performance to any venue for a night for you and your guests that you're sure to remember. We actually liked them so much, we contemplated hiring them for our daughter's wedding.
We're still contemplating them, in my opinion.
There's lots of opinions about the wedding that we're all contemplating still. I'm not sure, but we are contemplating it. We
probably
just haven't told her yet.
Yeah, I would love to have them play at the wedding. It would be perfect, in my opinion. We've got Irish, Scottish, English. They play that
Italian style
of music. And Italian. Yeah. Irish, Scottish, English, and some Italians. That'll be at the function. I mean, yes, the groom and his whole family.
Exactly. That's not just some.
Yeah, but I mean, there's more of us.
It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
So anyway, they're fantastic. Maybe we can get them to do some Italian stuff.
Maybe they do. I'm not sure. But right now, we're going to play their song, Roll On Home. So this is from the recent album, The Last Call, and Terry's got it all ready. So please enjoy the Celtic Kitchen Party.
Many a time out with the lads to the pubs we would go. We walked and fought and crawled our way to every watering hole. But when the end of the night would come and I had had my fill, I pray the very last pub could have been built upon the hill. So if you've had too much to drink, roll on home. And if perchance you need a wink, roll on home. I pray that I might have this chance to ask my love if we could dance, and then we'd grow older as we roll on home. When I came into some money, I built me pub upon the hill. People said it would be difficult, but that's how I get me thrills. And I built a house at the base to hold me toothbrush and me comb, so when I got too tired at night, I could roll on home. So if you've had too much to drink, roll on home. And if perchance you need a wink, roll on home. I met my love atop the hill and asked if she would love me still. And here we are, older as we roll on home. We were out for adventure, we were out to get drunk. Passion such as this won't be contained in one pub. So we built a bunch more for the pints that we would swill. It's easier once you start, cause this pub crawls downhill. So if you've had too much to drink, roll on home. And if perchance you need a wink, roll on home. I met my love atop the hill and asked if she would love me still. And here we are, wiser as we roll on home. Starts at Princess, that's the street that's at the top. I added one more before my home as I needed one last stop. I'm just my next door neighbor's house for one more cup of grog. The pub crawl ends in paradise, that'll tear and nod. So if you've had too much to drink, roll on home. And if perchance you need a wink, roll on home. I met my love atop the hill and asked if she would love me still. And here we are, richer as we roll on home. Many a time out with the lads to the pubs we would go. We walked and fought and crawled our way to every watering hole. We filled the pubs with gals and pals, share belly laughs and lots of drafts. It's where I met me better half, you know. She loves me still. So go have too much to drink and roll on home. And if perchance you need a wink, roll on home. Your love atop the hill and ask if she will love you still. I pray you'll both be older as you roll on home. So if you've had too much to drink, roll on home. And if perchance you need a wink, roll on home. I pray that I might have this chance to ask my love if we could dance. Or here we're growing older as we roll on home.
A-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da-dee-da-dee-da. That's quite the little ditty.
I like it. What I took away from that is that we have a really eclectic bag of music today. We just went from Pitbull to kind of an Irish ditty, as you like to call it. Really fun. I'm enjoying this, actually. And we did have a couple more we're not going to get to, so we will have to do a part two. But if you did want to look up the Celtic Kitchen Party, please do so. They are fantastic, really nice guys, really hardworking, and they are at the CelticKitchenParty.com.
They're playing around a lot.
They are.
If you're on Facebook and even if you just go in and follow them, and then you'll kind of, it'll pop up in your feed, obviously, if you start following them. But they're playing a lot. I love
they're the hardworking guys.
Yeah. And I think they all have full-time jobs for the most part as well. I'm not sure, but they're really cool. And they're, I don't know. I love them. I've seen them a few times, like I said, locally, and there's different parts to the band. Sometimes there's three guys, five. I've seen a fiddle player come up. There's a lady came up and sang with them one night when I saw them, so it was really neat.
They're very fun. So we are going to let Terry bring this in for a landing at the end with his greatest band of all time. And again, if
it
you know him,
the greatest
you
band
know
of all time.
That it is the greatest band of all time. So before we get to him very passionately talking about them and playing the song, which will probably play us out, we wanted to talk a little bit about where we are this weekend, if we're out and about. So, Mr. Doherty, what are you up to this weekend?
Well, I'm at Hardway's, of course. I'm there every Friday night, except next week, actually. I'm not. I'm hoping to be there on Thursday night. So I'm going to do a throwback Thursday instead of a Hardway Friday.
Okay.
That's next week. But this week, I will be there tomorrow night, obviously, 7 to 11. Round one. So there's four rounds of music, as we talked about. Just to give you a hint, so round one, for those who weren't there last week, it's insulting songs, songs that have insults in the title or insults in the song itself. So that's round one. Round two is songs about time. We've done this before, but I tried to find newer songs or different songs that we've done in the past. And then round three is person, place, or thing.
Okay.
And I love that one. And round four, I love doing this. This is called 10 seconds or less.
Oh, I like that too.
So I'm only playing 10 seconds of a song. I think the reason you like it is it's 10 o'clock or
and
just
I want to go home.
And you want to go home. So playing 10 seconds instead of 40 of each song is much different. But it's 10 seconds or less. But it's 10 seconds or less of 2000s or newer songs.
Good, because the people at my table really want some 2000s.
Yeah, so there's going to be some T-Swift in there for sure. Maybe, maybe not. Tina, who knows? But yeah, so can I think that's all I'm doing this weekend. We have a party on Saturday.
Okay. So yes, we will be at Hardway tomorrow night, Saturday morning. I have a big showing. I'm hoping to sell somebody's house. And then Saturday afternoon, we are going to a friend's 50th birthday party.
Yes.
Saturday night, we're going to go to Greek Fest. Yeah. We're very excited about Greek Fest in Kingston because Greek is my favorite cuisine.
Yeah, I like Greek too.
And then Sunday, we're actually going to the Thousand Islands Playhouse again.
What are we seeing?
I don't remember, so don't ask me. I know Mamma Mia is wrapped up and we saw Mamma Mia and we absolutely loved it.
It was fantastic.
I think this one might be something about a murder. I'll have to Google it, given that I'm one of the sponsors. I should probably know what's playing.
You should.
However, we are going to be there on Sunday afternoon. And if anybody is ever curious about the theater and the caliber of theater that they put on, it is spectacular. The people who were in Mamma Mia, it was the touring company and it was as good as we saw in Toronto.
Yeah, no, they were
theater.
Great. I mean, the mom from Mamma Mia was the same mom from Dear Evan Hansen.
Yes.
That
I kept
we saw.
Wanting her to sing Anybody Have a Map.
Yeah, I mean.
You only get that if you're a theater person.
Yeah, especially if you're a theater person that's seen
Dear Evan Hansen.
Right. But,
I wanted her to sing that song.
Yeah, me too. It was great. I didn't recognize her at first until you said it, and then I couldn't stop thinking about it the whole rest of the show.
That's right. I have a question for you. Yeah. Is there a password for a prize if anybody comes the hard way and sees one of us early for a Go gift card?
Yeah. So if you want to come and see me or Sherry tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, I have one left,
okay.
Only one. And the word is going to be U2.
U2. Well, we're going to use that as a segue, but I would also use this segue to say shortly after we signed off the air in 9 minutes, we're going to Go Italian for dinner. So
yeah.
There's a shout out to Go Italian, our favorite restaurant in the West End, probably
absolutely.
In all of Kingston. So
yeah.
If you've not been, go to go.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Now, what do you want to talk about, Mr. Doherty?
Well,
who is the best band of all time?
For me, it's U2, right? They're an Irish rock band. What I didn't really think about, so I had to do a little bit of research on the band. I do love them dearly, and I've seen them multiple times. But they started in Dublin, which I knew, but they started in 1976. And it's funny, it's basically just a four-piece band, right? So you've got Bono, The Edge, and then Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen Jr., right? So Adam Clayton plays bass guitar. Larry Mullen Jr. Is drums and percussion. The Edge is lead guitar, and Bono is lead vocals and rhythm guitar. And this band has been together since 1976 and never changed a member and
wow.
Never broken up.
I wonder what their secret is.
They're Irish.
Oh, is that the secret?
Yeah. They just don't give up. I don't know.
That's true.
I honestly don't know what it is. What's interesting is when I was doing a little bit of research on them, so I was reading some articles and I have a couple of books about U2 and I love them dearly. What's interesting is for the first 4 years, they kind of say that they were just infantile. They weren't really a great band. And then in 1980, they get signed by Allen Records, and then they come out with their debut album, which is Boy, and it has a number one hit right away. It's a number one album. And then they've got War, which was an amazing album in 1983.
That's the first one I remember.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
83, I was starting to have memories.
And then their biggest single for me is Sunday Bloody Sunday, and we're going to play that. And we're going to talk about it a little bit. And then Pride in the Name of Love, which helps establishes U2's reputation as a political kind of band. They do speak a lot about politics, Sunday Bloody Sunday being one of them, right? And then their fourth album's Unforgettable Fire. For me, that's unforgettable. It's not really a great album, in my opinion.
So it's forgettable.
It was forgettable.
Okay.
It was more like the Forgettable Fire. And then their fifth album is my favorite of all time, which is The Joshua Tree. And that comes out in 87. But I got to say, they've sold 25 million copies of that album, The Joshua Tree, worldwide.
That's a lot of albums.
It is. and it produced the group's only number one single in the U.S. to date. There's two of them.
Really?
Yep. They only had two number one singles, With or Without You, and I still haven't found what you're looking for, what I'm looking for.
That's
which
the
we
only
played.
Number ones.
That's the only number ones in the U.S.
Okay.
On the Billboard Top 200.
Okay.
Or 100. So the song that I'm going to talk about is Sunday Bloody Sunday, and it's a political song. It really is. And when I was doing some research on the song itself, I didn't realize that there's actual Bible quotes in the song.
Really?
Yeah. And it's kind of interesting. So there is some Bible quotes throughout the song, and the song actually deals with the 1920 uprising in Dublin, which was called the Easter Rising, or Easter Sunday's Bloody Sunday.
Okay.
And then the other one is in 1972 in the town where my entire family's from, in Derry, soldiers came and shot some protesters on the street behind my mom's house.
Wow. So this one hits you in this right
one
in the
is,
heart.
Yeah, yeah. This one is home for me. In 1972, I was 1 year old, and I think we lived in Larne. So for people that don't know Ireland, it's nowhere near Derry, but it's in the north still, and it's not important, but I didn't live there in Derry at the time. But I mean, as I grew up as a child, the things you saw were really disturbing.
Well, it's right? A large part why you moved to Canada.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about it. I mean, I could talk on and on about this song.
We'll do another episode that's all about you too.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. Let me play you this song, guys. It's Sunday Bloody Sunday. For me, it is U2 at their best.